Chapter 20. Time to celebrate.
Action!
Our eighth year was upon us, and it was nearly December. Since 2000, I was aware that December was always a quiet month. Hence, in the past, I'd always moved offices over Christmas and done any major repairs at the same time of year. For many businesses, December is quiet. December into January, and often August, actually. December, because it's the run-up to Christmas, and at Christmas, people want to focus on relaxing and being with their family, not working. Funnily enough. January, because they're not back in the work mode yet. I call it the flat month. Lots is talked about, but very little real work happens. August is quiet because more senior clients are on holiday with their families, so it's difficult to get sign-off. It's obvious. But you wouldn't believe how obvious until you run a company and the phones suddenly stop ringing and the emails stop coming through. For us, though, August has always been a busy time because of the momentum from June and July and the September-October Christmas TV commercial rush, so August always got caught up in the middle, and that meant the phones kept ringing and the emails kept coming, albeit nothing ever got signed off, but we were still working. Also, as a small business, the word busy means some work is happening, not that all staff are running at 100%. So, not busy in the big company sense. As we've grown, we've definitely seen a difference in August in that you can feel the sort of vacant holiday vibe in the office. Regardless, though, and back to the point, December is always quiet. From around the 10th of December onwards, the phones will literally stop. I mean, completely. So, I decided now that things were going well at Sandstorm, it was time for me to go and enjoy myself. See my friends, see my family, have some fun. So, I arranged to go down to Brighton to spend some time with my cousin Dan and go out for the evening. I also then planned to go and see The Prodigy the next night in Brixton with my sister. The day after, I had a Christmas party in Covent Garden, and then the day after that, I was going to a family get-together near Cambridge, so it was basically a four-day party. I thought it would warm up my December nicely and get me into the Christmas spirit. And it did warm me up. Not in festivities, but instead in body temperature. I drove on down to Brighton, and as soon as I got there, annoyingly, I felt awful. Felt like I had flu. Hot, then cold, shivering. It was pretty bad. This wasn't man flu, aka a cold. This was, unfortunately, the real deal. Since I'd started Sandstorm, any spare time I had, I'd often be ill. In fact, this was also the case when I worked at the agency beforehand. Spare time was recovery time. But not this time. This time, I had to ignore it. I was going to enjoy myself regardless. So, I went to the local pub before my cousin finished work and had a consecutive number of hot toddies, hoping that would clear my head and warm my insides. Surely that was going to make me better. Well, it didn't. It did what anyone with half a brain cell would know. It made me feel worse. My cousin then arrived and advised me it was probably a good idea to knock it on the head and not go out. Again, I wasn't really up for that idea. All these years of graft with very little fun, this was my December of celebration. I slept for a few hours, took lots of Nurofen, and out we went. It was a brilliant night. A lot of dancing was had. I then got into the car with 2 hours sleep, and drove up to London, parked the car in Brixton, and went into work. Did my day's graft, and then went to the Prodigy gig. I was feeling really good, actually, but I suspect I was so tired and ill that my body had stopped really communicating with my brain. The Prodigy gig happened. I don't know if you know this band, but they're very full on. They give up, you know, 1,000% on stage, and I personally think it's rude not to give the same back. Their music's heavy, it's loud, and most importantly, you can really move to it. So we shouted, screamed, sweated, and danced for 2 hours. And by the end of the gig, my lungs were killing me. I mean, really killing me. The flu symptoms were a million times worse, but the adrenaline was holding them off. And I felt pretty euphoric. The Christmas party in London was next. A great evening, a lot more relaxed, but it was drinks and nibbles affair in a loud club. So again, a lot of shouting. My lungs were starting to really hurt. I must have torn something at the Prodigy gig from shouting so much. But I tried to ignore it and just carry on. I went to the family do the next day, and as soon as I got there, I felt awful. Not just awful, I could hardly see, let alone think. Without getting too, you know, personal life about this, I've never taken drugs, I've never smoked any weird stuff. I like parties on a, you know, natural high, so the last few days had all been done naturally. Therefore, I wasn't crashing from anything. I must have been genuinely ill and very tired. I went home, and that was it. I went to sleep. For 6 weeks. I missed Christmas. Well, just about got to my parents' house, but I slept there too. I slept through January. I finally thought I was getting better, so I went to work for the day and got ill again and went home. Oh dear, oh dear. Something was majorly wrong. I'd been ill before, but it was for a day, maybe two at the most. 6 whole weeks in bed is something else. So off to the doctors again for a proper diagnosis. And the proper diagnosis was simple. He said, well, you've overdone it. Stop drinking alcohol. I mean, I hadn't drunk anything for 6 weeks at this point. Rest? Well, I'd done that for 6 weeks too. And eat healthily. Well, I can't exactly remember what I ate. I gave it a go and soon I felt a bit better. I went to work and I was ill again within 2 days. I'd become intolerant of alcohol, intolerant of fatty foods, intolerant of lack of sleep, pretty much intolerant of everything. I was living in the knowledge that if I was going to work late or go out and enjoy myself, I was instantly going to be ill. Strange reality, really. I'd gone from a guy who could happily work 16, 18 hours a day, drink a good few ales, a lot of whiskey, be up the next day and back at it, to a man who literally lived on the borderline of illness and, most obviously, to me, tiredness. I was always, always tired. All I could ever think about was sleep. It was incredibly embarrassing to me, actually. I'd taken pride in my ability to work hard and always get results, but it was no longer a way I could survive. I went back to work. I couldn't stop working, otherwise that was it. No house, no money, no, well, everything. There is a sudden sad reality in life the day you realise that if you don't work, it's all over. You lose. I was feeling quite defeated. I'd worked my arse off for all these years, and when I finally got around to seeing it start to work and I celebrated, it seemed to all be over.